Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
I think that's right.
Hello, hello, Shay.
Welcome to the Halo Halo Show, everybody.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, everyone. 2024, new year, new you. Same old podcast.
Same old podcast, same old shit that we're talking about, mm-hmm. but, you know, same old best listeners in the world.
Ooh, the fans represent the best.
I know. So welcome to the podcast, everybody. Welcome to a new year. I know it may not feel like a new year because, you know, it's just the next day anyway.
That's true.
But it is a new year, which means it's filled with hope. You have a clean slate, an empty jar that you get to fill with memories, mm-hmm, okay?
Mm-hmm. Starting out fresh. Clean slate, as we said before when we talked about yung mga ano, like when someone asks us about mga tips for New Year's or getting over something or doing something
yeah.
new. So it's the way to go. But if it's your first time listening, welcome to the podcast. We'll tell you a little bit about it. So basically, we start out by talking about our own lives called Where You Been. So we talk about, well, this week we're probably going to talk about what we did for the New Year's. And then we're going to go into our TTs, our trending topics. Today, Rikaji, what's on the agenda?
So today we are talking about something that trended today, as of today, which mm-hmm. is Gino Manuel, the former child star in the Philippines, is selling one of his prestigious awards.
Oh, wow.
I believe for rehab, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
And then after that, we are going to talk about, what are we going to talk about, JC? It's your turn.
We're
then.
Talking about Rappler. Rappler, they came out and said that there was an issue involving one of their, if I'm not mistaken, their writers, right? Their writers.
Yes, one of their journalists.
Yeah, their journalists, and involving plagiarism, which is a very serious thing, especially when it comes to journalism. So we'll talk a little bit more about that and the implication, because I know Rika has a lot of background in journalism, especially when you went to the UK, took more of that. So we'll hear more about that and discuss that in depth. And also, we have some got us a question from late last year, and we might do a Reddit Recados in towards the end. So if you want to jump to any of those, go straight to the timestamps listed in the podcast description. But I believe we're starting with Where You Been, and you're going first. I know this.
Yeah, I am.
You are.
Okay, so this from December 25, from the last time we recorded, which was December, what?
23? No, it was after 22? Christmas. It was like.
Oh, was it after Christmas?
I think so. Anyway, it was 24, maybe 24. Maybe it might have been
Yeah, maybe.
Christmas. Okay.
Maybe. So since the last time we recorded, I feel like this period of the year always goes by so fast. Mm-hmm. Like, as in, we don't even see it. It's already January. And, you know, we're all drunk or hungover or whatever. But a lot of things that have happened. And I'm very happy because, first of all, I got a tattoo.
You did? Another one?
I did. I got a tattoo. It's my first time to get a tattoo here in the UK. And I'm happy that we went to this tattoo shop. It's near where we live right now. But I'm glad that we went there. And everything was safe. Everything, you know, they took care of us. And plus, with the design that I gave the tattoo artist, parang ginawan pa niya ng something else. You know what I mean? Like, he even added a little bit of flair onto it. It's not just a
that
drawing,
could be
like
a
line
good thing
drawing.
Or a very bad thing.
Or a bad thing. That's true. Mm. That is true. But it was a good thing this time around because right. I was just expecting, from the previous tattoos that I got, I was just expecting like line art, like line lang. Yeah. Pero ginawa niya na shading, and I thought that it was really cool. But like you said, it could go south really fast because once it's already in there, you can be like, "Ay, actually, ayoko pala." But yeah, I got a tattoo and I'm very happy about the design.
What's the design?
The design is a Okay, I'm just going to show you. This is only for people who will be watching this. Yeah, I don't know where, actually.
But paint a picture with your words for people who will only listen.
It's a fat, cute baby tiger that's upset.
An upset fat baby tiger?
Yeah. Like, he's mad. What? Wait, let me show you. Wait, where is that freaking... Oh, here.
Wait. You got that.
Wow. Yeah, I got it. It's a fat baby tiger that's like mad.
Nagtatampo yung baby tiger.
Nagtatampo yung baby tiger, literally. Ito, this is the one on my skin. I'm just showing JC, but
okay,
yeah,
why did you get that of all?
Because
I've
seen this tattoo. I saw it years before, probably like 3 years before, and I never get a tattoo because it has a meaning or it's sentimental. I just get a tattoo because I think it's cool. Okay. So when I saw this, I put it in my head. I put it at the back of my head, and I'm wishing that I would remember it the next time I get a tattoo. And I did. I did. So yeah, I gave it to the designer, and they were all laughing at the end of it. They were like, alam mo naman, like usually in tattoo shops, they're all, you know, tatted up. They're all like angas, alam mo yun, batak or whatever. But at the end of my session, they're all like laughing, giggling. This is such a funny tattoo. So I'm very happy that I got it. Nice. Sorry, Mom. Again, don't listen to this. You don't have to see it. That's the reason why I get tattoos on my lower neck, upper pusod. Because you know, I don't have to hide it. It's already hidden, you know, and it's nice when people see it. They don't really expect it. That's like my thing. Anyway, so I got a tattoo, and then I baked a lot of stuff over the Christmas period. We made mango graham like ref cake, which is always a banger. It's always a banger. I made gingerbread crisps. So this is different from gingerbread like cookies, because gingerbread cookies are thicker. And I've always wanted to do this because if you remember our former co-host, Marky, our former former co-worker Marky would always give us these thin gingerbread crisps during Christmas, and we would finish the tin.
I remember
right away. Remember,
same night, and I finished it.
Yeah, diba? And I've always wanted that, like that certain taste. Na hindi siya matamis. It's not a certain like sweetness. There's no sweetness to it. It's just like cinnamony and nutmeg and all those spices. So I tried to make it, and apparently it's called pepperkaker.
Pepperkaker.
Yeah, basta ganun, because it's like Nordic or like Norwegian, parang ganun. Mm. So I tried to do it, and I made it. Although it's really hard to handle because the dough is very thin. So medyo yung mga shapes ko medyo irregular na lang siya. Let's say that it's abstract, and we're going to leave it to that. Okay. Okay. And then what else did I do? I did work a lot this December, which I'm happy about. And we got to visit the new baby, cuz Ryan's brother has a new baby, and I got to hold him for the first time, which I was very scared to do. At first, I didn't actually hold him.
Yeah.
Because it was just not, I'm not a holding baby person.
Same here.
I'm so sorry. You know, holding babies are not my forte. Mm. And I am sorry to say, I'm just going to smell the top of your head. That's it. But I did get to hold him this time, the next time that we visited. And I'm happy. It's just like, you know, it's just, you know,
baby fever?
Like a baby.
Does it give you baby
Not
fever?
Not really. I was actually just talking about it with Ryan, and I'm like, I don't know if it's a bad thing to say, but I didn't really get baby fever when I held the baby. But I thought that he was really cute, and I want him to be, you know, like healthy and happy and cuddly and everything. Right. But it didn't really feel like me saying, oh, I want something like this.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it could be anybody's choice anyway. True. You know, it's your choice. Mm-hmm. It's your life. Mm-hmm. So that's that. Now I feel like I'm at the mid-level holding baby person.
Nice.
Baby holding person.
Level up. Huh?
Okay. Level up na ako. Okay. So, masagaling na ako doon. Okay. Practice pa na
ako. Mabuti naman.
I know. Okay, next one. I actually wrote down my thoughts because I watched two new shows.
You did?
Past 2 weeks.
Let's talk about it.
So, yeah, first one was Fool Me Once. It's actually a Netflix series that is from a book. So it's from a book. And the original story or the book, when the author wrote it, it was based in New York.
Okay.
But in the Netflix limited series, it's based in Manchester. It's based in a fictional English town called Winterst. And I thought it was real because, you know, the names of towns here in the UK are just unreal.
Mm.
Like Farnborough. What is that?
Farnborough.
But it's actually a really nice town. We just went there earlier today.
Farnborough.
Anyway, so yes, I did watch Fool Me Once. And my thoughts, without spoiling it, would be the characters were a little too made up. So sometimes, you know, when they have struggles in their lives, they would have, the lines would consist of, oh, you don't look like yourself, or are you okay? Pero full-on pack makeup si ate girl. Alam mo yun, yung parang they're questioning her sanity or they're questioning her, you know, her state of mind because of how she looks daw. Kasi parang she doesn't look like she's herself or right. Parang ang gulo daw ng buhok niya or whatever. And
ganun
I'm like,
eh,
parang ako, I think she looks fine. Parang feeling ko nga mas magulo pa yung buhok ko ngayon eh. And I'm fine. You know what I mean? Na parang feeling ko na mali, I don't know what it is, but maybe they portrayed it wrong physically.
Kasi maybe.
I'm sure like mentally or like in the story, the acting was really good, obviously. Mm. Na parang, ano siya, she wasn't in the right state of mind. Pero yung outfits niya tsaka yung hair niya, parang bakit parang kakabagong pasalon lang ni ate, di ba? Parang ganon. So medyo dun pa lang, medyo nagkaroon ako ng dissonance for like a little bit. And then for me, yun nga, na parang I actually wrote here, it just doesn't make sense or it didn't connect that, you know, all of the other characters and she was all made up. They're so well put together, but the lines were always like, oh, I feel awful. I feel terrible.
Parang hindi congruent sa, no? Hindi siya nagmamatch.
Yeah, anyway, and then for me, the twists and turns were good at the second half. Kasi actually, first episode pa lang, may twist and turns na.
Okay.
So you won't really have to wait for a long time to kind of like get excited about it because at the first episode you're gonna get excited about it, okay? Let me tell you that. But it kind of goes a little bit stagnant for a bit. Pero grabe, may isang twist and turn that would be my favorite. It would be the fiancé. Yun lang. That's what I'm gonna say and that's it. Okay? It's the fiancé storyline. And what I'm gonna say about, since we're talking about the storylines, there were a lot of storylines, actually. Parang per episode, merong bagong storyline na nagpo-pop up. But I'm thankful and I'm happy that they closed all of those loops in the end.
Okay.
So medyo I got, may closure ka. You didn't get itchy at the end of it. Like you want to take a shower or something.
Okay.
So I'm thankful about that. And then last thought would be... No, actually, that was my last thought. I'm glad that they closed all the storylines. I'm just warning you again that there's a lot.
Okay.
Na parang medyo parang right, left.
So recommended pa naman. You'd still be something
Honestly, I would recommend it, first of all, because of the beautiful scenery.
Okay.
And like how beautiful the people are in this series. Like, maganda
sila
lahat.
Oh, like Emily in Paris? That's why I watched Emily in Paris.
Oh, maganda sila lahat. Tapos like, yon, and the storylines. I really like it kasi it's very well, like it's well put together for me. Madami lang.
Okay.
Madami lang talaga. So, I truly recommend it. I mean, it's saying a lot because I don't really watch new shows, especially if it's a series. When it's a movie, okay, fine, sometimes I do watch it. But this time around, I watched this one and I recommend it. I finished in 2 days. So, enjoy, you guys. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of posh English people.
Okay.
Next one I watched, which is, I'm still watching it now because it's, I think it's still going on. I finally watched Superstore. And
Superstore, yeah, I love that show.
It's so funny. The first, and I hope that the comedy doesn't decline. And I'm glad that I started watching it because the first episode palang as in LOL, and I haven't LOL'd in a long time for a show. Like the last time I laughed out loud would be probably Modern Family or something. Ganon. As in natawa talaga ako. Kasi even with Community, when I watched Community, I did go like 3 seasons, I think. Okay. 2 or 3 seasons. So medyo I went deep, but I didn't really laugh out loud.
Right.
It was, you know, it was funny. Yeah. Yes. Even The Good Place.
The Good Place.
I watched it. The Good Place, medyo parang...
I love that show.
Matatawa ka, pero parang mapapaisip ka din.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's kind
yeah.
of like... It's the same with Community, right?
Mm, yes.
It's kind of like in the same realm.
Yeah.
But Superstore, for me, it's just stupid. It's just...
Well, actually, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, like that, their
yes,
humor is
exactly.
like Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Yeah.
Exactly. It's like you don't know if it's offensive, but they're touching on important, you know, like... issues in society and stuff like that.
And so, we have representation in that show.
We do.
Mateo.
So I'm happy that I started watching it. Of course, I will have to watch it for a long time kasi ang dami niya episodes.
Yeah,
so,
maganda siya.
Yeah. I started reading Yellow Face, which is a book by Rachel. Wait, I don't want to get the author's
Yellow
name
Face
wrong.
By Rachel
Yellow Face.
Kwong.
Yes, there we go. Yellow Face by Rachel Kwong. The synopsis is there's this girl who's a writer who has a friend who's also a writer but very famous. But that friend died and she got a hold of her manuscripts of a new book.
Okay.
And she kind of used it.
Oh, it's Rebecca That's, Kwong. Sorry, R.F.
Rebecca
Kwong. R.F. Kwong.
Yes, R.F. Kwong. There. So that's the synopsis of the book. And I think it was really, it's kind of like true crime-ish, pero hindi siya true crime. Because the way that she's, you know, I mean, the part that I already read, the way she's written the book, it's more of like, nagpapanik na rin siya. Alam mo yun?
Yeah.
Nagpapanik na rin siya kasi nga namatay yung kaibigan niya. But she has the manuscript and then she doesn't know if she's gonna use it or not. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So there. I started reading that and I haven't finished it because as you all know, I am a book whore.
Yeah, you like
and
to read books.
I like to read multiple books and I'm still reading the other one.
How
that
do you do that,
I got.
Man? You don't get confused?
No, kasi sometimes I just get too bored with one book.
Yeah.
And sometimes I need washing. Alam mo yun? And most of the time, if you noticed, the books that I like to read are very dark. That's the reason why I started that habit of reading another thing that's not as dark.
Dark, yeah.
Because the last one that I read was Handmaid's Tale. And that does not have a silver lining at all.
No
it
sunlight,
It doesn't have
huh?
a fun... No sunlight. No comedic whatever. Nothing.
Yeah.
It's all just dark.
Yeah.
So, you know, you need something fun in the middle of it. That's what I do. So, if anybody is reading... Yellow Face, let me know. Let's talk about it in the Facebook group. And I think I'm going to end with that. Wapow. No, Finn.
Finn. All right. New Year's, man. New Year's spent in Pampanga. So they had...
I saw you had lechon.
Actually, it wasn't lechon. It looked like lechon. It was actually roasted lamb. Roasted lamb.
Ooh, no.
Rotisserie lamb.
Wow.
But dude, so we spent it at... my cousin's husband's place, so my kuyate, we spent it at their family's house in Angeles din. Dude, they have this thing. It's my first time because it's my first time to celebrate their New Year's with them. Apparently, every year, meron silang timpla na nilaga, which uses like all sorts of these, like different kinds of meats and stuff. Dude, it's so good. It's like their specialty nilaga.
And we all know that, you know, people in Pampanga, they can cook well.
Dude,
they have good food, top tier. It was so, good. I believe you.
Dude, it was so good. It was like eating nilaga, but like the broth was like ramen broth. It's like, it was like,
shit.
Oh, so good. Because of that, I actually posted on Instagram asking like people what their favorite like handa was for the new year. So a lot of people said, because you talked about mango graham, right? So mango graham was a popular answer. Shanghai crispy pata, cheesy caldereta. Dude, they had like all of that.
Caldereta is actually one of my favorites because it's one of the dishes that my mom, one of the only dishes that she makes at home kasi hindi siya masyadong nakakapagluto sa bahay. Mm. But caldereta for me, and calderetang Batangas, I think specifically.
What's the difference?
That's what makes it, I think there's a difference eh. Parang she puts olives in there, walang potatoes. I think it's just carrots and olives, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
And
no
Yeah, no peas. So I think the sauce is much, it's richer, it's darker, parang ganon.
And that's my peanut butter?
Man, yeah, basta it's richer. It's richer. So, and I'm happy that, I didn't actually say it, but we spent New Year's in Ryan's tita's house and they had a potluck. And then somebody made caldereta that way and I was, I was like brought home. I was like at, you know, tandang sora, man.
Waiting on QC, man.
Dude. Ganon.
Sobrang sarap ng food, though, at, for New Year's. And then they had the, I don't know if ano eh, yung mga paputok, I don't know, because they were able to get fireworks, but they were like a limited, like, you could only buy from certain suppliers. Sobrang haba ng ano, anong tawag dun? Hudas, ano?
Sinturon ni Hudas. Sinturon ni Hudas.
I don't, you know, like, I always wondered as a kid why that was appealing. Because
I know.
Because
the danger,
it's just, it's just loud. It doesn't even make it's any loud. Lights. Like, I like yung fountain, di ba? Fountain, ganun ng fountain, di ba? May, you can take a photo of it. Dude, yeah. The, yung, ano, yung sinturon ni Hudas has literally no value except to make your ears hurt. And so,
but that's the thing. That's the point. That's the point of, like, fireworks because you would need to like shake off the bad energy with loud sounds.
Dude, I like the loud sound. I mean, if it's gonna be loud, it should be colorful too. Anyway, so man, it was so so long. And it's been so long since I actually have been in front of like fireworks because most of the New Year's in recent memory were spent here in Manila. So I just watch it from like the balcony. But where it's in front of you, where you're, you know, there are people actually lighting it in front of you. It's been a while. But other than that, man, super simple New Year. I mean, I don't really go out for the New Year ever since I was maybe 23. It was the last time where New Year was like a big, like monumental event. Just back to the grind now, 2024. I just came from the gym.
Oh, man. Yes.
Nah, dude, I've been
trying out the New Year's resolutions.
You know, man. Yeah, but I really think it's a change in mindset that I need it. Like, I need, because, you know, every year I always do the same thing. Like, I need to do this, blah, blah, blah. I need to, you know, go to a gym or change the diet. But I think it's really just that I need to change the perspective on life. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like I feel more optimistic this year than last year. I don't know why. Maybe it's just
okay.
Like,
okay, I mean, that's good. Yeah. That's good.
So, yeah. We'll see. Speaking
you know
of
what,
oh,
though,
what's that?
I mean, I feel like I get why there's more hope this year. Kasi parang medyo mas malayo na tayo sa pandemic
times.
Yeah,
I think so.
It's not, maybe people caught up with life already and my light
is
now off.
I think while you fix your light, last year really felt like the first year where it was kind of normal. Ish, you know what I mean? From like, because at least for me, in terms of hosting and whatnot, it actually felt like pre-pandemic levels of work coming in, you know. And it felt like for the first time since 2020 or 2019, it felt like a normal full year. So maybe that's why it feels better this year.
Yeah, for sure. Know? Except you guys are still wearing masks, right?
No.
Dito, no more?
Wala nang mask dito.
Ah, okay. Really. Oh, so baka nanay ko lang.
Well, hospitals, I think, yeah. But yeah, actually, most hospitals, I don't think they're gonna ever take the mask mandate
away. Oh, yeah, for sure. But even here.
Dude, no.
Even here, like in hospital. Okay, gets. Okay.
Punta lang Mega Mall, bro. Madaming umuubo.
Wala nang nahihiya. Dati, I remember sa elevator, pag nauubo ka, you can't. You got to hold it in, man. You have to like swallow that shit.
Dude, sometimes I think about that, like when I think about those times, the pandemic time, dude, it was such a, it was like something out of a,
yeah,
like a sci-fi movie, right? When you really think about it. I remember the first few weeks where just going to the grocery store, you needed a pass to go out if you were the if you were the leader of the household or what, you know what I mean, like only one person could go out. Yeah. And then you, oh man, that what a crazy time when you really look back.
It was a crazy time, but can I just be candid with all of you guys? If the pandemic actually didn't happen, or actually during the pandemic, and I know that it was a scary time for a lot of people. A lot of people got sick.
Yeah, for sure.
Like death was all around. Mm. And I'm very upset about that. But at the same time, I got in touch with my mental health during the whole pandemic. And I think that's when I acknowledged that, oh, I actually experienced anxiety, panic attacks, and I reached out to therapists and everything. And dun ko talaga, dun ako nagkaroon ng parang point na, okay, so this is the reason why I am like this.
Right.
And I got a little bit of clarity with who I am and what I can and cannot do and expose myself to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I get you. So, 100%. It was the stillness, I think, because, you know, lockdown really brought a stillness to the world, which gave you time to reflect on stuff like that. And I really, I really learned a lot about myself during pandemic as well. To the point that sometimes when I, you know, when I'm just like, when life is a little bit too busy right now or moving too fast, sometimes I think about it and I know, like, I don't miss the virus, I don't miss COVID, but sometimes I miss when the world was just kind of chilling, like at home. Yeah. Like the lock, I miss the lockdown, I don't miss the sickness, I don't miss the death, obviously, but the, when everything was just like, standing still, you could really feel like you could think for a little bit. So yeah, man, crazy times, COVID,
and crazy years
actually. No,
last year was the full year that we did not like see each other at all or record physically together.
Yeah, man,
diba? So I mean, I'm glad that we survived it. You know, we're still friends, we're still co-hosts,
for sure,
we're still here, don't worry. We're not gonna leave. Mm-hmm, okay. My light is just, for some reason,
fix your light while I talk about my...
No, you know what? It's not that it needs fixing. It's just, it doesn't have battery. So I can't do anything about it. Okay. Can't do anything about it. You're just not going to see my face.
You look perf. All right. You look great.
Okay, go.
So stuff to watch. All right. So recommendations. I've shared this recommendation before, but I just caught up on the new season and maybe Rika G might want to watch it when you have time. The Bear season 2.
Ooh.
So good. So good.
That show has a lot of food, but Jeremy Allen White is the snack.
He's the snack, bro.
I think
he's the main course
of
the dessert,
show. The main course. You know?
Yeah. Dude.
Grabe.
Gundam
I don't know what it is.
Season 2, man.
I don't grab it. I haven't actually even seen it, but I've only seen clips on TikTok, and I'm like, I need to watch.
You ever watch the show that
Uncut
he was,
Gems?
No. Well, okay. Well, The Bear is a lot like Uncut Gems, right?
Right.
So it gives you, especially there's one episode in season 1, and then one episode in season 2 that, if you've watched the show, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Like the most stressful shit that you've ever watched.
I can't.
It's so good, like that, and they have so many guest stars too. That you're like, oh my god, and like I didn't know they were gonna be in this show, and they kill it, man! What, it's really a fantastic show.
Can I just say that I really want to watch the show because one of my favorite celebrity chefs, who's an actual chef actually, Matty Matheson, is in the show. I don't know what his character is, but he's like the big tatted dude.
Matty Matheson.
Matty Matheson,
Oh, he's
a celebrity chef. Like he Oh, he has, I didn't know that. Okay, here's the thing. The first time I saw him was on Vice because he does a lot of shows on Vice because, you know, he's a shit talker and he swears a lot. He's very entertaining. He has a lot of thoughts, ideas, what he experienced before and like his story and becoming a chef. He's an actual chef. And I think he is the most, for me, one of the most interesting people out there because if you listen to his story and how he overcame sobriety and everything. It's just so amazing.
He has a pretty big role in the show, actually.
And he's very entertaining. That's probably why he has a big role. You know, he has a big personality. Yeah.
I didn't know he was a chef. Like okay, because he doesn't... Okay, just... it's not really spoiler. He doesn't play a chef in the show. That's
okay.
Why. So I didn't know. I had no idea that he was actually a chef. That's so cool.
He's a chef.
Okay, great. He does. He does. He's really good in this show. He's funny. He's funny.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. So yeah. Right, go if to anyone who hasn't watched The Bear in the Philippines, it's on Disney Plus. So if you have a Disney Plus subscription or if you plan on getting one, it's worth it just to get 1 month to go watch The Bear season 1 and 2. Sobrang ganda. And then I've been catching up on some other shows. Like I don't know if you watch What If, the Marvel show What If, which is an animated Marvel show that just that just dissects like scenarios in the Marvel universe, but what if? So, for example, if you watch season one, it's like, what if Agent Carter became Captain America instead of Steve Rogers, blah, blah, blah. So I've been catching up on What If the second season. It's pretty good as well. But yeah, those are the two things. The Bear, for sure, though, like The Bear season one, season two, super, such a good show to watch, man.
Have you, or is it already out, the one where Inka Magnaye voiced
Blue Beetle? I watched Blue Beetle. Okay. But the version on HBO Go is the US version. I don't know if where you can, because the Inka Magnaye one, it was only in Philippine theaters, I think.
Oh, really?
If I'm not mistaken. Because it was not for the US release. So whoever voiced the voice of the Beetle.
But is it English?
It's in English, which is weird.
So, yeah, I know. It's weird. Why would you get, like, bakit? Parang hindi siya up to stand. Alam mo yun?
I don't know. So, I haven't actually seen the Inka Magnaye
galit
one.
Na galit. Kilala pa tayo ni Inka Magnaye. Bakit tayo apektado?
No, but apparently people say that it was better. Like, her Inka's version was better. But I didn't get to see it, unfortunately. But the movie itself... was actually really good. I don't know if I ever talked about it on the podcast, but Blue Beetle was actually a solid movie, especially coming from DC, which you don't really expect much nowadays. I didn't watch Aquaman. I have no intention of watching it because I hated the first one.
Naman yung DC.
No, DC, okay naman yung DC sometimes. Like yun nga, Blue Beetle was good. The Suicide Squad, like the second one with Idris Elba was good. I know, like, gets a lot of flack, The Flash, I mean, I know Ezra Miller is kind of like, I don't know if he canceled or not, but that movie was pretty good, I thought. It was pretty enjoyable, like, The Flash. But yeah, the DC Universe is in shambles after fucking, what's that? Aquaman 2. Apparently it's really bad.
Is it?
Apparently it's really bad. I hated the first one, so I had, like, zero interest in watching the second one. And the second Margo! Wonder Woman, the worst. It's Margo, chill out,
I hear
man.
Margo. Chill out, man.
So yeah, man, that's, I mean, pretty much, you know, that's it for now. Finn, shall we wapow to our first TT?
Yes, of course. Tell us about our first TT is about Jiro Manyo. So recently, okay, so if you guys don't know Jiro Manyo, he is a former child star in the Philippines. And he won multiple awards. He's in a lot of movies. And he's actually a really good actor. Mm-hmm. And in the recent years, he's been struggling in life, I believe. If I'm not mistaken, and please correct me if I'm wrong, he was found wandering the airport one time. And he was even taken in by Ai de las Alas to like take care of him or like... You know, like get him back on track with his life. Mm-hmm. So recently he went to Boss Toyo, who does like, what's that show in Netflix or in the UR History Channel? Pawn Stars. So it's kind of like Pawn Stars, I guess.
Yeah.
So he wanted to sell his Gawad Urian Award, 2004 Best Actor Trophy, for 500,000 pesos. Mm-hmm. And he said that, of course, he would be you know, privilege to have that and to buy it. But then he also runs a business and it's a business. He thought about kind of parang papantayan niya yung presyo of what other people think
it would be worth.
So I think they came down with a price of 75,000 pesos, which is, I know that whenever, for some reason, whenever Giro Manyo is in the news, a lot of people think that, oh, kawawa, or you know what I mean, na parang, oh, parang nakakaawa naman, or ano nangyayari sa kanya, ganyan. But I don't know, like for me, if you think about it, parang he's just living his life. You know what I mean? Trying to really just catch up on life.
Make it
through in life. What are your thoughts about it? Na parang from 500,000, do you think that that's actually a good price for an award? What do you think?
Because he won the award for Magnifico. By the way, I was like, Magnifico, that sounds familiar. When I looked up the images, I actually watched that movie. He's really good in it, man. That's a really heavy movie. But apparently it made him the youngest ever winner in that category. So, I mean, it has significance in terms of like the actual award, like what separates it from another Best Actor award. It's yun nga, it was awarded to the youngest ever winner. I don't know, like 500,000. But they ultimately, you know, like apparently they settled on 75K, which is a huge, like, it's far from the 500K starting.
I know.
So
sabi, hindi daw bababa sa 6,000 pesos yung pagpagawa of the trophy. So I don't know if that's like a factor in all of it.
Right.
So I don't know. Pero alam mo, naisip ko, what if lang in the future, like a museum was set up for the film history of the Philippines, or somebody wants to get it for like a film history of the world or something.
Well, sabi daw sa video, I mean, kasi if you apparently if you read the article on it, based on the video ni Bostoyo, dun daw sa video, Manyo said, if you translate it, watching the videos daw, si Bostoyo daw is planning on setting up some sort of museum of artifacts or like these memorabilia.
And, oh, wow.
Yeah, and Manyo was hoping that he could be part of the section of former celebrities who received an award before. So he was hoping,
but
maybe that's why he thought the value maka kaya sa 500K.
Pero parang ang sad din kasi that's an award that he got. You know, as something that he worked for. And to sell it like that, oh man. But then again, if it was, you know, to be shown in a museum for people to see, diba? Parang medyo immortalized. True. Immortalized na siya.
But if he's really selling it to better his life, I mean, you know, I get it. Kawawa doon, 75K lang. Parang ang liit. I feel ko sobrang liit. I feel like it should be worth more.
I know.
Giro Manyo. Dude, I haven't heard from him. That when we were talking, I was like, that name sounds familiar. And then I looked up yung Magnifico, and I remember watching that film. And like, I was like, damn, that was a really good movie. And then yun nga, I remember also yung mga issues nga that popped up throughout the years. Like, he was dropped by ABS yata for something. I forgot why. I don't know if it was his behavior or something like that.
So 2015, yun yung he was seen loitering in Naiya. And then he was, what do you call this? He was taken in by Ai de las Alas to recover from drug addiction and was taken to a rehab center. So I'm sorry, the first part of this podcast, I said that he was selling it for rehab, but that's wrong. So I'm guessing he just wanted to sell it, okay? And I'm not saying that to like, you know, para magmukha siya masama, no. So, and then in 2020, he was arrested for alleged frustrated homicide. So now that he's recovered, he is living in Bataan and works as a volunteer at the Department of Health and Treatment and Rehabilitation Center. And he has two daughters, apparently. Oh, wow. So... So really trying to get his, you know, I mean, like, yes, work.
Get his life together, huh?
Yeah.
So
sa akin lang yun lang. Parang nasayang lang nung trophy. But like I said, if it was going to be in a museum. Pero grabe, I'm kind of interested with that museum. I want to know more about his plans.
Bostoyo's plans?
Diba?
I mean, he's collecting a bunch of... I mean, he has that Francis M. jersey, diba? Remember we talked about that too? I mean, I don't watch his show, so I don't know what else like he's collected. But I'm sure he has so much stuff. Like, so much random... Like, if you ever watch Pawn Stores, they have, like, the coolest shit.
Yeah, they do have the coolest shit. But how... I wonder how they make money off of it, too. I mean, like, it could be from other stuff that he buys and then he resells for a bunch of money, right?
Maybe. Possibly.
Yeah.
That's usually how Pawn Stars works, right? Like,
they would
assess the value and then they're hoping to resell it for a higher value. So they're trying to find, you know, a middle ground. It makes you wonder, why wouldn't, like, they just sell it to the highest bidder, right? Why would you go through Pawn Stars? If their plan was to sell it to somebody else, why don't they go to that somebody else? I guess maybe they don't know.
Well, mali mo, para to streamline everything. And it would be, you know what I mean? Parang mali mo, that pawn shop owner would sell it better than you.
Yeah.
Would have clients more connections, you know. Actually, right now, what me and Ryan are kind of obsessed about are those like sneaker. Resellers.
Oh,
so his name
okay.
is Dave Grospe or something on Facebook. And he sells a lot of shoes and he resells, he buys for like a big amount. And one of his trending TikToks was this coin flip where it's either he gives the shoes for free or babayaran siya ng client na 1.2 million.
What?
But the shoes, he's selling it for only 500,000 pesos.
Okay, so it's double
so
or
it's
free.
It's either he loses 500,000 pesos or he gets 1.2 million.
What happened?
And he got the one. He got the money, bro. Tignan mo yung TikTok. As in, ay, tignan mo yung Facebook. It was so crazy.
Pinoy siya.
Yeah. I don't remember his shop. I think it's Flip something.
Okay.
Kasi si Ryan nanunod and nakikinood lang ako. It's entertaining. And
pinapanood
I feel like,
si,
you know,
si Big Boy Cheng eh.
Yeah, so it's kind of like the same with Big Boy Cheng. Parang Lodi niya ata si Big Boy Cheng.
Gets.
There. Pero grabe, no? Grabe the amount of money that they just drop. They True. Drop.
Oh, yaman niya. Yeah, si Big Boy Cheng, his family owns Eurotex. So he had ano eh.
Ah, okay. Diba? Okay.
Had,
so goods na siya.
Goods na.
Grabe. Kailangan ba niya ng executive assistant?
I know. Dude, his collection is so cool. Literally has one of the coolest collections
And it's not
ever.
Just shoes,
it's toys,
right?
Toys, too. Toys. Mga toys.
It's toys, everything. All collectibles.
And ano yan yung isa yung hindi Funko? Yung parang Build-A-Bear na ewan. You know what I'm talking about? It looks like a bear. Bear brick? Bear brick ba tawag din?
Ah, yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Build-A-Bear! Yung isa stock. Have you ever done a Build-A-Bear before?
I have not, but I've seen
them. It's traumatic. Kasi
what?
You have to put in the... Stuffing. You have to put it in the thing.
Yeah.
The equipment.
Stuffing. Oh,
stuffing.
Okay. Yeah.
Tapos you have to like...
Di ba medyo intimate yun? Like you're creating your baby? Di ba?
I guess so.
I don't know.
It is actually kind of weird because you would do it as... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Right.
Pero parang ako... This, I mean, like, why can't I just get a built one? Why do I have to do it myself? I'm so sad.
Build a bear.
Anyway, so I think we deviated from
true,
the original.
Shall we wapow?
Wapow.
All right,
okay.
Wapow. Let's talk about Rappler. Rappler and their plagiarism issues.
So Rappler posted on their Instagram regarding an issue with plagiarism, which is a big deal because they are a news agency, which, you know, they hold a higher standard when posting stuff online. So it reads, in the last few days, Rappler has taken down more than one article published under the byline of researcher-writer Jezreel Innes. Our internal investigation found that considerable parts of the articles had plagiarized academic research or journalistic work, published elsewhere. The articles did not cite nor link back to the original sources, while their structure and flow also bore strong similarities with the earlier published materials. In violation of professional and ethical standards. We deeply regret this incident, apologize to the original authors and to our readers for this
lamentable
editorial lapse. So they went on and said that rest assured that corrective measures are being taken.
Yes.
So they did post that. And I guess people also thought that it was brave of them, and you know the transparency is real in Rappler, but also raised a lot of questions because how did it go through editors?
In the first place, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In the first place. So what are your thoughts about that?
Dude, I mean, how do you even, like, I always wonder, because I don't know the process. Oh, my dog is crying.
Don't cry.
Don't
Who's
cry,
crying?
Snoopy. See Snoopy.
Snoopy.
No, but when I think about it, whenever I've done stuff for schoolwork, when I had to write essays and shit like that, you always had to cite your sources, right?
Yeah.
And then when you cite, I don't know the format because it's a journal, it's a news, new, if it's news, for example, Rappler. But diba sa essays and shit, yung may mga format, diba, ano ba tawag, APA or A?
Yeah,
diba,
marami.
APA, maraming diba APA, formats,
M-
diba?
M's,
MC, M- MLA?
MLA,
MLA,
yeah.
APA, like all these formats. So you really couldn't just like put it together without having any sort of thing and then running. And then, of course, you get graded for it. So when you put these articles out, like how does it, like you said, how does it bypass the editors in the first place? Because if it was so obviously copy pasted or whatever, like it said, it bore a resemblance to other people's work or whatnot, like you'd think that they would catch that, right? So it's not just the, what's the name of the person? Sorry, Giro.
Jezreel Ines.
Can't be the only one at fault here, I would think.
That's actually what a lot of people are talking about, especially on the Reddit thread. They said that maybe parang she was thrown under the bus because, you know, she did probably have editors and they should also be accountable for that action, right? So apparently, also another person raised the question, is it the same as not citing sources the same as citing wrong sources?
Not citing sources the same as citing...
Kasi for like a lot of people who went to university, they said that as long as you write your sources or as long as you state your sources, even if it's wrong, parang iti-check ba daw nila. But obviously, if it's the wrong source, it's not the right. You know what I mean?
It's still wrong. Yeah, it's still wrong.
Not the source. You know what I mean?
I get it.
So it's kind of the same. So apparently plagiarism is not just about... Kasi from ako rin, from what I know before, plagiarism was about taking other people's words and
putting it as your own.
Mm. But it's also about not citing your sources. Because it's kind of the same. If you don't cite your sources,
true,
diba,
because
you're
making
kind
it
of
as
saying,
your own.
You're saying that, oh, I wrote this. So,
but citing the wrong sources, that's an interesting one. Because what if hindi siya relevant, but you're still citing sources? Well, I guess
still,
it depends on the claim you're making about those sources, no?
Mm-hmm.
Like you could just put any source, but if you're making a claim that is it's not related to that source, it wouldn't really help you either, no?
Yeah, and plus this is all about like the ethics of it all. Like, kasi okay, parang I actually don't think do people go to jail for this? Like, is it against the law? Because I think it's just...
Can you go to jail for plagiarism?
In
the school, they fail.
Yeah,
right?
you fail or you get kicked out.
Okay, plagiarism per se is not punishable as a crime under the Intellectual Property Code unless it also amounts to copyright infringement, the DOJ says.
Because copyright infringement. It's, you know,
it
that
affects
one
bi-
could
like
be...
if you with business or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Ah.
And it's also the same. It's also different with defamation and stuff like that. So, yeah, plagiarism per se, I guess, you know, you could just be punished by the institution that you're in. Yeah. Like, ito, Rappler.
School
you know,
or they the, put out work.
They put out your name because that's something that's not, you know what I mean? You search your name online. Like, let's say you get another job. The employer searches your name online. Top header, Rappler, plagiarism. Yeah. You're out. I mean, true. Like, with... Ako, naisip ko, like, what could be...
A fair punishment?
What could you... No, what could you do to actually get another job?
If you were already, like, that lambasted online.
Yeah.
Like, change your name,
what could
man.
You say already?
Wala mong gagawa.
Hindi, but still, diba? What if... Diba? What if they still track you down and they get employment records or stuff or recommendations, diba?
But does that go like, for example, if you have to change your name, right? Like, diba my BIR clearance or ano NBI clearance? Do you think plagiarism would show up sa NBI clearance? Like you were caught for plagiarism?
I don't know. Feeling ko hindi. Feeling ko hindi. Kasi wala namang, hindi ka naman i-report sa police eh.
Right, right.
But the thing is, most of the time, people or employers would get recommendations from your previous employers. Mm. They would search you online. They would search your name and everything.
It's kind of unfair. I mean, I get like it's wrong to do, but like, dude, so many people plagiarize all the time. ChatGPT has made it so much easier, excuse me, to plagiarize like, anything. I feel like medyo ano, I don't know.
The thing is, like I said, journalists and news publications, they're held to a higher standard than the normal population. Kasi dapat sila yung trusted. That's why a lot of people say that, oh, this is good for transparency and, you know, to not put like, para hindi madumihan yung name of a news agency, you know, they would have to do this. That's why you have to be really careful. So,
looking through the, since we're going to do a little bit of Reddit Ricardo in a bit, just going through one of the subreddits on discussing this whole Rappler thing, someone brought up a point here. Apparently, they feel like Rappler threw their reporter under the bus. Name dropping in this case is unethical kasi napahamak si reporter emotionally and career wise. So that's what we were just discussing.
Yeah.
Do you think I don't know the ethics kasi, I mean I get like they had to maybe hold accountability, but to name drop the person, do you think that was necessary? Is that a standard in journalism? Like if you diba?
I'm not sure eh. Kasi I'm not sure because especially nowadays where information is just, you know, as in you can just get it and some people believe it right away. Maybe they are protecting, you know, like
the
true journalism. Not just the name of Rappler, but like, you know, like...
The institution of journalism.
The institution of journalism,
journalism integrity.
But that idea itself, kasi talaga eh, diba? Na you can't just get away with it, especially nowadays nga na ang dami-dami ng tao that they think their word is the truth, you know, na they've researched and, you know, like triangulated data and information, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm not sure about the ethics of name dropping the person. It depends din kasi.
True.
It depends, I guess.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's just really that. Kumbaga, siguro it's also like a warning for people who work as reporters and journalists that this could happen to you. So don't do it.
Right.
Diba? Kumbaga, siguro parang for the greater good. But I don't. Kasi if iisipin ko, kaya ko sabihin yon. Kasi I'm not the person, you know.
Yeah.
Like. I'm not the person who's there on that post. Pero once nandun ka na, parang maiisip mo pa ba yun? Ah, hindi, okay lang to kasi it's for the greater good. Oh, syempre, hindi mo iisipin yun kasi ikaw yung napahamak, di ba?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Kawawa, man. I mean, I get like they did something wrong, but parang it's a mistake, right?
but is it though? Yun din yun eh. Mapapaisip ka, but is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we don't know the full story, we don't even have the side.
Yeah,
they didn't even
show the article in or articles in question, right? Like they didn't even like if I'm not mistaken, because I read through their statement, yeah. Parang hindi nila dinisclose yung articles that had the issue and or which one was, you know, which was plagiarized or whatever. I don't know. So it's kind of hard to tell also how severe the infraction True. Was ni Jezreel. Diba? Anyway.
Actually, I would have actually wanted to see the article and how they corrected it.
Right.
Diba? It would have been nice to see that the article where it was plagiarized and then the source and then how they corrected it. O yung parang ganon. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Don't so know, there. Man.
All right.
That's it, man.
Let us know in the Facebook group what your thoughts are on this. Maybe you're a journalist and maybe you have some deeper insights. Just let us know so we can talk about it, all right? So,
and cite your sources.
Cite your sources. Wapow! All right. Let's do a quick couple, maybe one or two goddess questions and one, maybe one Reddit Ricardo. Some leftover ones from Spotify. You know how we have a Q&A feature on Spotify. So we do read those, all right? So make sure to ask your questions on there. Perfect for the new year, I guess, you know, as is asked every year. But maybe you have something new to add. So Purple Myrtle asks, what are your goals for 2024? And B, what any book recommendations? You already gave your book recommendation, I would say. But do you have anything?
I do have another one.
Do you? Okay.
I do have another one aside from... Aside from Yellowface, right. I do recommend The Body Keeps the Score by Bessel van der Kolk. There we go. Yeah.
That sounds like mental health
for sure. But it's all filled with stories and it's not like an academic book. It's the mind, brain, and body in the transformation of trauma. Basically saying that when somebody experiences trauma, it's not just all in the brain.
Yeah,
it reflects within your, you know, physical being also.
Okay.
So there.
The body keeps score. Okay. Yeah. And about goals for 2024. Me, books, I have none on my table right now. Like I have none. Okay. Literally, I haven't read a book in 3 years probably.
Okay. Fair. So, not everybody.
Yeah. But I used to be into like yung mga self-improvement books, which I have a lot of recommendations, which I've shared here before. But right now, wala. But the other half of the question, what are your goals for 2024? I honestly think, like I always say it every year, like get in shape or get whatever. But dude, this is, I think, the last prime year. You know how athletes, like Michael Jordan peaked at like 32? 33. Yeah. I feel like this is my last chance to get into peak performance.
Honestly,
I really think this might be like the last swing at bat for me to get into the shape that I always wanted to, and then hopefully just carry that into like the 40, my 40s moving forward. So really, that really is one of the biggest goals for 2024 for me, because dude, I'm 33, bro. This shit's no joke. Like,
it is no joke.
It's no joke, man. Like, time is, you can't go back anymore. You can't go backwards. You know, at 27, I was like, I got a lot of time. I'm 33 now.
Six years, man. Oh, gosh. I know. But good luck. Good luck with that.
Do you have any new goals? Or have you just
I do.
Oh, okay. What is that?
I want to learn how to do Adobe After Effects.
Oh, that is pretty cool.
I want to learn how to do it because I enjoy editing videos, even if it's just a vlog or, you know, whatever, TikTok. But I just want to learn something new. So After Effects. So we'll see at the end of 2024 if even if it's just a bit of like, you know, like graphics that's moving from left to right. Shit. You know, I just want to know.
Moving behind your head. You know how difficult it is to make something move behind your head in a video?
I know.
It's crazy. You can make a Canva. I saw your Instagram story.
No, make a Canva about actually, it. I remember. Sobrang iritang-irita sa akin si Ryan. Kasi I remember when we were training for the triathlon, I made a Canva for our schedule for that morning. It's just Canva is so great, okay? Yeah. And I kind of regret now because I do remember them reaching out to me saying that, hey, we want to partner up with you and we want to set you up with a lifetime... Like
Canva membership
or something. Tapos hindi ko siya naasikaso kasi it was just a lot of stuff things happening at the same time. So please, Canva, Canva, if you're out there, I love you and I never forgot about you. I'm still using, it's in my resume that I use Canva. You know, I'm proud of Canva and I love it. Okay?
My leche fan who works for Canva. I hear it's a great place to work
please,
for.
Please, anybody who has a connection with Canva, please let them know that I love Canva and I would love to work with them again. I love it so much. I use it for every part of my life, okay? As in, if you could only... like, this is how much I use it. My memory for Canva, kasi diba, it gives you like a certain amount of photos that you can only upload or like things that you can do. It's almost 100%. Ganon ko siya kadalas ginagamit. Even like with Pepper before, ginagawan ko siya ng Canva even if he doesn't really care because he's a dog. Ginagawan ko siya ng Canva. So please, Canva, please partner up with me. Okay, okay, that's it.
All right, all right. That's it. The second question, real quick lang, from Clefane says, is it self-love to revenge? I'm guessing... is revenge, is the act of revenge an act of self-love for you? Like, does it make you feel better or make you feel good, the act of revenge? I'm guessing that's what the question means. Mm-hmm. I think it wasn't worded correctly or baka my typo, grammatical typo. But is self-love revenge? Is revenge self-love?
Will it the make you thing feel better? Is, for me kasi, when it comes to revenge, it doesn't... does it actually, the question is, does it make your life better?
Yeah, kasi, for me, it does.
Kasi for me, ang napapaisip ako, it makes the other person's life worse, yes. Mm. But does it actually make your life better?
Sometimes.
yun na parang, oo, mapapahamak sila, pero mapapabuti ka ba?
Yeah.
And you know what I mean?
I mean, I watched John Wick, bro, and that shit, I'm waiting for him to just kill everybody because his dog died. He killed the guy who killed his dog, right? And then he kept going.
Is that the story of John Wick?
You've never seen John Wick?
I've never
Rika
seen
G, come on, man.
One movie.
You liar. How I've did never I not know this about you? Ryan's never watched John Wick with you?
No.
No you have shot. To, you haven't watched John Wick. You haven't watched John Wick. It's a pop culture staple.
I know a lot of people like.
And it's
use
turning
John
10
Wick.
Years old, too, I think. The first John Wick came out 10 years ago, 2014. Yeah.
I've never watched. What? I've never watched Die Hard. I've never watched John Wick.
Well, Die Hard's my favorite movie. But, like, I get Die Hard came out in 1980 something, right? I get it if you missed it. But John Wick came out in our 20s.
I know.
And it's like a pop culture icon. Like, it's like a pop culture reference. Like, John
Look,
Wick.
I'm done with classics. I've watched Reservoir Dogs.
Hey, I like Reservoir Dogs.
I've watched Pulp Fiction, okay? I've watched all of it. Don't come for me.
Okay. John Wick, okay.
I know.
Because you watch Extraction with Ryan, right? You watch Extraction.
I think I checked out a little bit.
Chris Hemsworth. That you enjoyed. I remember you said you enjoyed the action, dude. John Wick is, wow. I did not know that.
I know.
How did I not know? Okay. Anyway,
I know. Yeah. People would have to contact Ryan and say, "Hey, play it on your Netflix Rika can watch it."
All four are on Netflix, I think. So
I know. Yeah. Oh gosh. All right. I know. Maybe that could be one of my New Year's resolutions.
Could be, bro. At least just the first one, because I mean.
Okay.
All right, so man, we learned something new about you. All right, the last thing, Reddit Ricardo. By the way, it's Kyle who actually posted on Spotify. So Kyle said, "Hi, I'm the one that suggested the Reddit Ricardo's title. If you guys push through with the title, you have my permission. I won't sue for copyright infringement,
nor there we go.
Take 10% of the earnings." There we go. It's on there. We have proof. So we're going with it. Thank you, Kyle, for... forever imprinting yourself on this podcast. But we have one from Hypothetical Situation. I found this, Rika G, because I just watched the Mr. Beast, his latest video on it.
Okay.
And we've talked about this before. I've thought about it a lot as well. So you're offered to stay in a room for $10,000 a day. It lists a whole bunch of conditions. But just to simplify it, basically, you don't have internet, you don't have human connection or anything in there. You are fed daily, like three times a day, but you don't know like the time. They won't give you a time, like a watch or anything. So you don't know how many days you've been in there. How long do you think you would be able to go? There's so many, like they give so many, like it's like 20 bullet points. So I don't want to go through every single one because I feel like it's too complicated. But if you watch the Mr. Beast video, I don't know if you've seen his latest one.
I did.
7 days, oh, no. Right? But he did it for no money, right? $10,000 a day. How long do you think you could go?
The thing is, ang hirap din sabihin because you wouldn't know the time.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
So I think the maximum I would have to go, and at this point I would actually be out of it, would be 5 days.
Okay. But this one also in the Reddit one, this one makes it a little bit different than the Mr. Beast one. You can get video games, movies, and TV shows.
Okay.
Would that change the length of time that you could go?
No, I don't even think so.
Really?
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah, kasi especially me, knowing me, I get bored easily with, you know, a lot of movies and TV shows. And baka mas mapahamak pa ako if I do have. Because I'd be like, I watched 5. What else do you want me to do? I watched all the Harry Potters, okay? Diba?
Dude, the Mr. Beast video was crazy because, you know, they've always had that scenario is nothing new. Like, they've had this. That's why people are so against, what do you call it, in prison? When you get isolated.
Solitary,
because it really fucks with your mind, right? Like your mind. So Mr. Beast had this psychologist who was watching, or psychiatrist, I don't know, what's that professional guy, watching over him over the course of 7 days because he could go insane, like because of the lack of human contact. You know, with in the Reddit scenario, the fact that you have video games, I think I could go for a longer time. I think so.
Sa akin kasi, it's a big factor that I see the sunrise and the sun down.
Yeah, true.
It's a big factor for me. So not being able to see that.
Diba he lost track of time? Like he couldn't guess to Mr. Beast. He was like thinking it was 6 a.m., but it was like 5 p.m. or something like that. He thought he'd been in there for 6 days, but it only been five or four.
Damn.
Diba? It really messes with your perception of time. There's a movie, actually, I forgot. It came out a couple of years ago.
Chamber of Secrets.
No. And then? Yung dalawa sila. I think it was Emile Hirsch and I think Kate Bosworth. But it was two of them in a white room. But like if either one of them left, they lose. Parang ganun yung premise.
Ah, yeah, I know that. Is that the one na parang yung setting was a classroom or something?
No, it was in a white room lang, like Mr. Beast room. Like it was like walang bintana or anything. But if 10,000 a day, I don't know. When I think of the money, it's especially with
appealing.
It's appealing. Like all of especially the Mr. Beast one in the grocery store. I know it's a little bit off topic, but did you watch the grocery store one where
parang he needs to find one.
Yeah, he needs to sell 10,000 worth, but he gets to keep 10,000 cash. Dude, that was so, I feel like it was sobrang easy nun. I don't know. Like $10,000 a day, you live in a grocery store, and he had human contact for a good amount of time. It's not like you'd like miss out on human connection.
Here's the thing for me with solitary. For me, kasi here in the house, I could go 2 days inside. 2 days full.
Okay, 20K.
Oo. But the thing is, appealing nga yung 10,000 a day, but I would only go as far as I can. Kumbaga, hindi ko na mapupush yung sarili ko. Pag wala na talaga. And I'd be happy with actually whatever I take.
Ano kung minimum you have to stay 2 weeks? Would you not
minimum?
Do it at all? Yeah.
Would you hindi, kasi kung walang magpapalabas sa akin, okay. But if it was from my own decision, wala, hindi niyo ako mapipilit. But if pipilitin talaga na 2 days ko, sabihin ko, ayoko na. But they would be like, oh, sorry. Sabi mo 2 weeks tayo. Wala, mapupush ko talaga yung sarili ko for 2 weeks. Okay. But, you know.
Dude.
Diba?
I wish someone would offer me the 10,000 a day to try this. I feel like like Mr. Beast, like the Mr. Beast videos, I feel like they're so mentally weak, bro. Like the grocery store guy, I hate it because he's like, oh, I miss my kids. Are you serious? you can't wait another, like, I don't know. Like, I get that you miss your kids. I don't know how old his kids were, right? But they were like 7 or 8 years old. I get you're missing out on like a month of them growing up. I get it. But you stay for another 2 weeks. You can take them on like the most bomb vacation that they'll never forget.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know. It pisses me off when I watch some of these videos because they're so, it's so annoying. This grocery store one for me, especially the Mr. Beast one, was I felt like
what's
it was
the
so
grocery
easy.
Store? Akala ko yung grocery store was the one where he has to find yung para magtatago sila lahat.
No. The grocery store one is so this guy, right? He's put in a grocery store. So sabihin natin like Robinson Supermarket. And every day he has to take $10,000 worth of product from the store and sell it to Mr. Beast in exchange for cash. So, for example, let's say the first day, since he doesn't eat dog food.
Sell it meaning like he you just have to convince?
Not convince. He just has to find $10,000 worth of product in the store na hindi nga gagamitin and then give it away to Mr. Beast. And Mr. Beast gives him $10,000 in cash in exchange for that.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, he got rid of all the stuff that he wasn't going to, like dog food, I think was the first thing that he got rid of. But it was such a big store. He could literally stay there for months. And I think he only ended up staying like 40 days.
Bro, that's still big.
I don't know. I was like, dude, I could go longer than that. Way longer.
I mean, okay, fine.
Every day, dude. Especially if you convert it to pesos, right? I mean, every day, 580K.
Every day?
Every day!
Damn.
Dude.
I don't know. It hurts my brain to just think about it.
I mean, would you ever say, I miss Boju?
Go on, what's emoji if I say
catching strays? Catching strays, your brother catching strays. For example, right, like if they chose you, right, and obviously you spend a lot of time with Ryan, you know, almost every day, right? Wouldn't you be like, Ryan, I hope you understand. I think Ryan would be like the first person to say, Rika G, stay in there.
Yeah, Ryan would
as
be
long
like,
as
stay
you fucking
in there.
Can.
You can
Don't
do it,
Don't fucking
babe.
Come out. Don't come out. Come on.
Oh my gosh.
But you have these family members like, oh, we miss you. And it's so hard. Yeah. I get it. But come on. Think of the bigger picture here, friends.
No, but the thing is, isn't 40 days long enough, dude?
400, well, not in the U.S. 400K. That's some of the, that's usually, that's like the salary.
No, that's a thing.
You know what I mean? It's perspective.
That's a thing. Get the 400K and then go to another fucking country, man.
Yeah, true.
That would be. Live your life. Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Let us know your thoughts on stuff. Anything that we talked about on our Facebook group. You can also follow us on our social media, The Halala Show, everywhere except on Instagram, where it's just Halala Show. Anything you want to plug, Rika G? Anything going on in your life?
I do want to remind everybody, again, in case you're in the gym, one more rep.
One more rep.
If you're in the shower,
one more scrub.
Wash your armpits. Don't forget to wash your legs, bro.
True.
Okay.
And behind your ears.
Behind your ears. Yeah. You know. And if you're cooking, don't forget to put salt in the water. I don't know if you're cooking pasta.
And turn off the
stove. So that's it. Turn off the stove. Right. Okay, that's it.
And we'll see you next week. Extra song.
Do 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 do.
Halala Show. Bye bye.
Bye.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.